1 week away from Christmas. Still plenty of time to wrap up your presents, but hey!
It's Christmas! Happy Chrysler! Christmas!
What's wrong with your speech this morning?
Listen, the Vine generation knows. See? Listen, web girl's not here.
What
do you, knows.
I don't know. What is this? I know Vine.
It's a famous Vine.
How's it go?
Happy Christmas. And happy Chrysler.
Yes. Merry Christmas to one and all. Whatever the heck Alex is mumbling over
there. Tweet us if you know to prove Joe wrong at Joe and Alex Show.
Merry Chrysler.
We had so much fun this past weekend at the Greenwood Park Mall. The Joe and Alex Show, second annual. It's a big deal. It's a big deal when you can say annual for the holiday wrap-up.
Yes, and we were talking about there. Joe didn't know this either. Crimbus. Joe never heard someone go Crimbus.
I don't know anything about Crimbus.
Happy Crimbus.
What is Crimbus? Because it doesn't seem that funny.
It's a Cartoon Network thing. It is funny.
You lost me.
It is funny. I think it's like the Tim and Eric Christmas special or something. Like the Crimbus.
Oh, I never liked Tim and Eric. Those guys are like way too weird. Of course you would like that stuff right there.
Yes. He's like playing with his tummy, doing like belly rolls. Merry Crimbus.
We had a lot of fun, though. We want to thank everybody that came on out there, of course, helping out the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Indiana, which, by the way, I think we shot like a little video behind-the-scenes stuff. How many times did I screw up and not be able to say Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Indiana?
Like 802.
Oh, just every time.
I was like, okay, let's tape this and say goodbye. I'm like, thank you for coming out, Ronald McDonald Charities House Kids Hospital. that's wrong. I'm like that old. Have you ever seen that video of the old man and woman in a restaurant trying to record a commercial? It's like a viral video. And he can't say buttery flaky crust.
No.
Have you ever seen that video?
I haven't seen that, no.
Okay, this is funny, the videos we have seen and haven't seen, but I'll send you the video, and I wish I had the audio to compare how bad I was. But every time like they're panning, it's like a slide shot there, and all they're doing is he's like holding up the fork, and it's like, he's supposed to say buttery flaky crust. And he's like,
buttery flaky crust.
But he's like, buttery crust flaky. It's like, nah, Grandpa,
maybe
come
I have
on.
Seen that.
I bet you have. Has anybody seen that commercial? Joe and Alex Show tweeted, have you seen the old man with the buttery, flaky crust?
Grace says everyone knows Mary Chrysler, Joe.
Not true. That's not true. I didn't know
Chrysler.
Of it. And I know all about Vine. I love Vine. So we had a lot of fun with that. And speaking of packages, this one man, I believe in Washington, is just fed up with people destroying stuff and taking all of his packages. Because this is the time of year where people see like Amazon or FedEx or UPS drop something off. Like, oh, I'll take that. Well, he came up with a solution to that.
It's called the blank box.
So just real loud, like a firework.
And the goal is to make sure thieves get away with nothing more than a scare.
If I got tired of all my packages coming up missing, I'd be at work and then I'd get home and they wouldn't be on my front porch and I'd watch my surveillance and see someone running away with them.
Inventor Jeremy Barrow says the out-of-the-box idea came out of necessity. It's after he caught thieves on his surveillance cameras stealing multiple deliveries from his front porch in Tacoma.
So I wanted a way to scare them safely. And when you scare them, hopefully they're going to drop the package and then run away and never come back.
Jeremy says his blank box works, sending thieves running from his front porch time and again.
Just like any alarm system, it's just a loud noise that deters theft. But it just happened to be a 12-gauge blank in this
case.
Genius.
Whoa.
He's now selling the blank box on his website, theblankbox.com. He's also selling t-shirts that say, don't touch my package.
Yeah, I sold out there today. I'm actually out there slaving away right now. So they're booming.
Don't touch my package. Can
Epic.
I tell you guys, if you can get it rush ordered, all I want for Christmas is a don't touch my package t-shirt.
Okay, I can do that.
I'll have that. My mom will
actually, I'm on Amazon right now buying all of your all's Christmas gifts. And I'm just going to say.
Let me take it back. I want to change mine.
I have gone a little ham. Like, this is a little bit out of control.
Oh, really? Producer MYK's knows what
I'm almost
what I've
at $200.
You. What?
I know. I'm a little bit freaking out. Now, to be fair, I included both my grandparents and my parents on there, which was a $20 each gift. But
oh my gosh.
Buster, Liv, and Producer MYK.
Producer MYK, do you think I need... You know what I got, Alex. I bought it this weekend. You were there. Do you think I need
you were
to
there?
Buy more? We were at a mall, Alex, of course.
Oh.
I mean, it depends. I don't know.
All
I don't
right.
know if she's getting you a don't touch my package t-shirt. I don't know what she's got clicked over there. What's in her cart?
All right, cool.
Here's the Mary Chrysler Vine. Hold on, let me hold on.
She's finding it.
Hold on. No, I have it. I just forgot to turn the volume all the way up so you can hear it.
Crank okay. it.
Here we go.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Merry Chrysler.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
Here's a buttery, flaky crust, people.
Get a buttery, flaky crust. Bake on a buttery, flaky crust. Baked in a buttery flavored crust. Baked in a buttery flavored crust.
Okay, I've seen this.
Baked in a buttery flaky crust. Baked in a buttery flaky crust.
She's so fed up.
Here we go. Baked in a buttery crispy crust.
Jeez Louise, dude.
Oh my God, she's like, I'm going to put a pillow on your head tonight when we go to bed.
That is Joe and Alex 50 years from now.
Yeah, it is.